Father, we are just grateful for yet another day that you've given us to come together in prayer. We lift up your name. We magnify you, God. We glorify you. We exalt you. We just thank you, O God, for all that you have done for us. We thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your grace, and your mercy that you have extended towards us. We thank you for the angels that you have given charge over us, for all the work that they have done on our behalf. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, O God, for just being there for us, O God, that you are an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And even in the time of need, we can call upon your name and we hear you, O God, and you hear us and you answer, you attend to our supplication. Father, I pray for every person that's going to be on the prayer line tonight. I pray, God, for an impartation of faith. Let there be an increase in expectation in their hearts and their minds and in their spirit. The excitement of a year that is closing and another year that is opening before us. There is such a great expectation in us that, God, you are going to do something great. You are going to do something mighty. That we are going to see your goodness in the days that are ahead. And when we look back at the days that we've gone by, we look back with them, O God, with hearts that are filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. Father, people that are here that need doors to be opened, I declare that you are able to open doors that no man can shut, and you are the one that shuts doors that no man can open. Whatever desire they have, O God, in their hearts, because they have delighted themselves in you, we pray that you are going to grant those desires in the name of Jesus. And Father, for some that are going through a season of tremendous warfare, I declare that you are their shield, you are their defender, you are their refuge, you are their strong tower. They are in you, under the shadow of your wings, that you are watching over them, you're protecting them. As David cried out, O God, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I declare that, God, no matter what battle they are going through, they are not standing on their own, but you are there with them. You are walking them through the season. You are walking them through the trials, through the struggles. You are strengthening their faith. You are raising up their expectation. God, you are increasing their bond with you. Their relationship is being strengthened with you. Indeed, O God, your word says all things work together for the good for them that love you and the ones that are called according to your purposes, O God. Indeed, whatever situation they are facing, it is working for their good. You are bringing them, O God, diligently to that expected end you ordained concerning their life before they were even formed in their mother's wombs. I pray that, God, the works of their hands will prosper. Whatsoever they set their minds to do will not fail, but it is going to succeed for your glory and for your glory alone. And Father, we know that there are some things that they have longed to see, things that they have desired to happen in the days that have gone by concerning this year. But God, we declare that the year is not over. There are still a few more days, and heaven is never late, and heaven is never overwhelmed. That God, at the appointed time before the turning of the year, there is going to be a breakthrough, a release of that which they have been expecting, a release of that which they have been praying for. Father, provoke a praise in them because of what you've already lined up for them. Provoke a song of worship and rejoicing in them because of the things that are going to be done in the days that are remaining as we close the year. I give you glory, God, that you are still the healer. You heal every sickness. You heal every disease. You have never lost the power to heal. You have never lost the power to restore. Therefore, God, whatever and their life is out of order, then their bodies, we command it now to come back to that divine order, divine design that was ordained by heaven. Every bone in their body that is out of alignment, we command it now to come back into alignment. Every nerve, every cell that is out of alignment, we command it now to come back into alignment. We take authority over every sickness, authority over every disease, over every affliction in their body. And Father, we command it to leave now in the name of Jesus. Every pain that they feel, pain in their back, oh God, even pain in their neck, we command it to leave now in the name of Jesus. We declare that the pain is going to leave. We declare that they are going to be restored for your glory and for your glory alone. We pray, oh God, for their relationships, that God, you are going to work a wonder in their relationships. What enemy has intended to bring destruction, God, you are going to turn it around. You are strengthening their relationship. You are allowing forgiveness to rule and reign. You are allowing your love, O God, to be shared abroad in their hearts, O God. We declare that grace upon grace, their marriage is going to be restored. Grace upon grace, their family relationships are going to be restored for your glory. You said you would turn the hearts of the fathers back to the sons and the hearts of the sons back to the fathers. Oh God, do likewise for the mothers and the daughters. Restore relationships, oh God, for your glory and for your glory alone. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to say a few things as we are going along tonight. One of the things that I think I've said this over the course of the year, understand that God is not affected by time. God is not affected by time, but God affects time. What happens in time has already been determined by God. It has already been detected by God that this is what is going to happen at the appointed time. Now, as you're moving towards the close of the year, you are moving towards an appointed time for something specifically ordained by heaven to happen in your life. And you know that your God is a good God. Somebody say hallelujah. Your God is a good God. That means he's the position of his goodness is not going to be variable in time. He is good all the time. He is good all the time. And I say all that to say this because he is good all the time. Where God is bringing you, or where God is taking you, or what God has ordained to happen in your life in the days that are remaining for the year are not bad things, but they are good things. Somebody say hallelujah, because he is a good God. He knows how to bring good gifts into the lives of his children. So there are great things that are coming. Now, the next thing that you have to understand is because God is not affected by time and he affects things in time, he does not suffer from the law of entropy, which is the law of decay. God does not lose his power. He does not lose his ability. The same God who performed miracles 2,000 years ago, the same God who raised Jesus from the dead, the same God who brought water forth from a rock in the wilderness, the same God who caused manna to rain down from the heavens, the same God who answered the prayer of a man and turned a small cloud as the fist of a man into a thundering storm, into a thundering deluge of rain. That same God is the same God that we are speaking about right here. He can still work miracles. He can still work wonders in the days that are up ahead. Somebody say hallelujah. And here's the thing. The next thing that you have to understand, because God is outside of time and he affects things in time, God does not suffer memory loss. because memory loss is a function of time. That means God has not forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about you in the name of Jesus. He has not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten the promises he gave you. He has not forgotten the word he declared over you. He has not forgotten the promise that he declared concerning you. He has not forgotten the covenant he made with you through the blood of Jesus. In the days that are up ahead, God is about to fulfill his promises in your life. God is about to perform a wonder. God is about to do what is natural to him, but it is supernatural to us. God is about to open doors that no man can shut in your life. God is about to show you the extent of his power. God is about to display some things in your life that have remained dominant in your life, but now they have to go in the name of Jesus. I'm here to declare tonight through the authority of the blood of Jesus that there are some chains that are going to break in your life, because God is about to set you free. There is a word of liberty that God is releasing in your life. You are going to find yourself liberated from your poverty. You are going to find yourself set free from your fear. You're going to find yourself set free from whatever has been ailing you. God is about to deliver you. God is about to break you free. God is about to fulfill his word in your life when he said, "He whom the Son has set free is free indeed." I declare that God is working a work tonight in the name of Jesus, breaking the chains, breaking the yokes for the glory of our Father in heaven. I declare that somebody is being liberated tonight. Somebody is being free tonight. You have a fear of what is coming tomorrow, but God is delivering you, because the tomorrow is in God's hands. Tomorrow, everything is going to work in accordance to what God has planned. The enemy is not going to have his way. I declare that the devil is not going to have his way in your life, because God is in control. God is in charge. The designs of the enemy for your life are going to fall to the ground, because God is in control. God is in charge. Somebody just declare, "I am not forgotten." God, you have not forgotten about us. God, you have not forgotten the promise you made to me. God, you have not forgotten the dream you gave me. You have not forgotten the vision you gave me. God, you are faithful. You are true. You are going to perform that which you promised to do in my life, that which you promised to do in my household. God, you are going to do it in the name of Jesus, God. You're going to do it, oh God. You are going to perform it, oh God. It's going to be above my expectation. God, you are going to cause me to be a wonder, because you are a wonder-working God. I declare that my household is blessed in this season, because God is going to bless me. He is determined to bless me. He has positioned me in a place to receive a blessing. God is going to prosper me. God is going to set me apart. God is going to raise me up. God is going to elevate me. God, we just declare over somebody that God, in this season, in the days that are up ahead, you are going to firmly establish somebody. Somebody, you go. God, Shada bakadaya sekeria bahaya manda barase keriando roboko shada bahaya rebe kodoria basa kada bahaya mande brosokura basse keria bahaya. God established that man, established that woman. Mande kobosha daba kederia rabakada makada de goro shada bakada yebokura basandara. In the name of Jesus, you have to understand that when God establishes you, when I say establish, what I see in my spirit is that there is somebody that God is literally planting you. Kubo Shaddai, Magada Yesu Kurobo Shadabarande Giadabadaraha. God is firmly planting you, establishing you, setting you up in a place where you are not going to be moved. Dikadabasander. His word says they shall be as trees planted by the rivers of water. Basadarabadek Radabahaya. Rebe Kodo Shadabadarabahandria. Where God is planting you, where God is establishing you, where God is setting you, the winds of the world, the winds of life are not going to move you. They're not going to bruise you. They are not going to destroy you. Kuda barasa kada dade kubo shada makara basse kete kiada basade giaba. I bless you, O God, for that word of establishment. I bless you, O God, for that word of establishment. I bless you, O God, for planting that person. O kuda basa rebe kodo shagada ba me kobro shoko bo shagada me kada zikada he kodo shdebe kada ma gedesta bare kodo shaba me kobro shoko bo shikida a ma kada ste geria daka shoko bro seka me kada ste karabaha mande bro shoko kurabase kediya sadabaha rebe kodo shibikia da te kuro shdabaha ma kada ste geri koro brosh de kiara baha rebe koro sti kia ba siketa ma kadasti karahiosh. I bless you, O God, for establishing. I bless you, O God, for setting. Gida dadaba sata dada. You shall be the planting of the Lord. Dikodo sada barata ikada. In the name of Jesus. Now you have to understand. Dida karabasa. That is what the Holy Spirit is saying. Raba kada seke de gubusha da. Debo shaba brande koro shaba. A tree does not determine where it is going to be planted. A seed does not determine where it is going to be planted, but it is the one who is sowing the seed who determines where it is going to be set, who determines where it is going to be planted. Somebody say hallelujah. Rasekeri boko shada bahai. That means where you are going to be planted, if you are looking at it from a natural eye, it may not be the appropriate place for you to be planted. Disa dakeri boko rabata heki yada baha rabasata kayabaranda rabat. In the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of God, who sees all things, who knows all things, you are being planted exactly where you ought to be planted. Somebody say hallelujah. You are being set exactly where God wants to set you. I can just declare over my life, God, you have planted me exactly where you wanted me to be planted. God, you have established me exactly where you have desired to establish me. Because Manda broso koko dabase kedia rabaha rebe kodo rabasande kodo kudias tabare kobo shadaba magadas te kede kodosh tebe karate kia barandoro shadabaha. Where you are being planted, it's because God wants to plant you there. In that place, you are going to be fruitful. Kubrose te kadaha rabaste kede koro shadaba te kia rabasata me kodo fruitful in the name of Jesus. You are going to prosper in that place. You are going to be successful in that place. You are going to be enlarged in that place. God is going to empower you from that place and in that place. God is going to enlarge your territory in that place. God is going to increase your sphere of influence in that place. God is going to equip you with the skills to be able to survive in that place. Somebody say hallelujah. Dusty. Because sometimes you find yourself getting into a place where you feel you are not qualified. You find yourself in a place where you feel you are going to be overwhelmed. But I gotta say this again. I said, your God is not affected by time, but your God affects time. Anybody hearing me? Your God is not affected by time, but God affects time. What does it have to do where you are being planted? Where you are being planted? planted. It is the wisdom of God to know where you are going to be most fruitful. So God plants you in a place where you are going, not just to going to be fruitful, but in a place where you are going to flourish, in a place where you are going to produce a hundredfold return. Anybody hearing me? Because when you see the tabernacle of Moses, you've got the outer court, inner court, and the most holy place, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, where God is, where God abides, where God dwells. It's not a 30-fold return, it's not a 60-fold return. Where God abides and where God dwells is a hundredfold return. So when God is planting you, I feel my helper coming tonight. God is agitating the atmosphere in your home. God is agitating the atmosphere in your heart. God is agitating the atmosphere in your spirit. God is agitating you to let you know that there is a level of faith coming your way. There is a level of faith God is stirring up in you, that you are going to have the best days of your life. You are going to produce at a capacity you never thought you were able to produce, because God is working in you. God is working. I hear God saying God is working in you and God is working around you. Somebody just declare that God is working in me and God is working around me. God is working in me and God is working around me. God, do a work, oh God, complete a work in me, and complete the work around me. God, do a work in me, oh God, build the faith, oh God, in me, God, build the expectation, God, in me, let my eyes be open, in me, let your word abide. Let obedience reign and rule in me. Let your word have preeminence in me. Let your spirit, O God, have authority in me. Only you, O God, can cleanse my heart, O God. Cleanse my heart. God, only you can heal the broken pieces in me. God, you can deliver me from my past. God, memories that have been holding me back, oh God, only you can disassociate me from those things. Oh, shadati, oh, shadada. False prophecies, oh God, that have been established in me, only you, oh God, can deliver me, oh God, work in me, kadas deke, rebekoto shada baketera, work in me, kuboshe katarada kataya, let forgiveness rule and reign in me, kadaseke, let your love, oh God, be shed abroad in my heart, tekuro shada, work in me, oh God, work in me, oh God, that I may be in right standing with you, oh God. We all echo the words of David, oh God, search our hearts, oh God. We echo the words of David, oh God, cleanse me with hyssop, oh God, that I may be clean. As you work in me, strengthen my inner man, let me be resolute in my faith. Let my heart grow infinitely, oh God, in the love of you. Let wisdom come, the spirit of wisdom rest upon me. In the name of Jesus, God, work in me. Work work in me, work in me, work in me. Now, when God is working in you, we said God is working around you. When God begins to work around you, God is going to establish places where you are going to find favor. I declare by the power of the Spirit of the Living God that I'm going to find myself in places where God is going to favor me. The Word of God says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God is going to order me into places, order my footsteps into places He has ordained for favor to reign. In the name of Jesus, favor, reigning, favor, reigning, favor. Kudo shaba, kedo sada, keda bagada, de sikiada, rabakadae. May God now lead your footsteps. Siko koto shebe, kete kubo shaka, rabakada, de kete kriaba, in the places around you that He has been setting up for you. Anybody hearing me? Places that God has been setting up for you, places where God has been sitting. I declare that right now, some places your name is being spoken of. That is not going to be spoken of in negative terms, but your name is going to be held in high regard because God is preparing that place for you. Oh, I just hear the word access. I hear the word access. And the Lord is saying it's not access denied, it's access granted. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm hearing so much more tonight. I'm hearing so much more tonight. Ika dadada koho shaka dadaha. So ho kobo sha. Des tege koro shadaba de tekarabahai. Ira dade sandarabahai. Somebody better start rejoicing because as you are praying, you are bringing in your harvest. Ika dadate koro sha. Maga das te koroboko daseda. Rebe kodo shte kadadada kiara baha. Rabaka das te kede yakobo shada. Manda Boroso kubosha dada kira daha, radika dada kia soko do kota daha, makata seke tika dada bohosha daha. Thank you, God, for the harvest coming. Gudo shada baha. Thank you, O God, for the harvest. Tika dada seka dada daha. Rebe kudo shada ma be so bohsta ba bebe seke ara ba seke ria do shaba kada makata seke ria ro shaba kada seke dada ria. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell somebody here right now, Ushakada Rabasata, your tears that you sowed were never in vain. They were never in vain. They were never wasted. You remember the beginning of the year when you were on your face crying before God. That travail. That wailing, that groaning, God is saying that has not been forgotten. And God is saying it has not been forgotten, and you are about to receive a harvest from that season. In the name of Jesus. Ahu kubu shaki bu sika babahai. Rabasata he kuru. Answered prayer. Answered prayer. Answered prayer. Answered prayer. Unexpected breakthroughs. Divine interventions. Divine interruptions. Demonic cycles coming to an end because of divine intervention. God is running divine interference on your behalf. Hushakata. Because of the prayer that you pray. Dikada siki.
Rebe godo shada hika da bahaya. I see kadabo sokoro boko da seke. Rebe godo shabate sada. Makada se koro shabe godo sheka baha. Rabasakata te koro shada diato kobo shada. God is spoiling the plans of the enemy against you, kobo shada. Rebe kada seke da 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 boko rabaha. He is frustrating every trap, everything that has been set by the enemy to work against you. Kobo shada rebe kodo shabate kad. God is frustrating all those things. You are oh shabaseke te sakira raba kobo she te se rabe so kobo shaka patas de kadadaha rebe ta saka bo shata me kobo so kobo shaka da se rebe kadasa da da daya nigarabasa tarobokura. Open the windows of heaven, oh God. Open the floodgates. Open the heavens, God. Let it rain. Deshata. Let righteousness come. Bo shada de. Let favor come. Bo shaka bo sada. Rebe kobo. Badeste kada. Sokobo kokobo sha. Rabakete sata. Ukobo shata. Rebe kodo shada bahai. And this is what I'm hearing. See, he says that there is a former rain and there's a latter rain. There is a former rain and there's a latter rain. There is a former rain and there's a latter rain. And when those rains come, when the latter rains come, it means it's about to be harvest season. It's the rain that causes the harvest to come in. The latter rains. But he is what the Holy Spirit is saying. You see, because when that scripture was being written, it was being written from the perspective of an agrarian society. It's an agricultural society. So they were dependent on the heavens opening and the latter rains coming. But God is saying in your life, the latter rains that are coming, it's not actual physical rain, but the latter rain that is coming, it's about to rain righteousness in your life. It's about to rain favor in your life. It's about to rain grace in your life. It's about to rain mercy in your life. It's about to rain authority in your life. It's about to rain a level of anointing in your life. It's about to rain a word of wisdom. It's about to rain a word of knowledge. It's about to rain understanding. It's about to rain vision. It's about to rain insight. Listen, Seda raba de sateka rabaha de soko boshika manda do soko brosata takada meda barando boko dosa da baia tararba sadaya kiris raba de soko kudus tibe ma bro soko kuba seke de yada de kia dos raba bedos to go brande yada. This is what God said to Isaac: do not leave Canaan, but stay in the promised land, even though they be a famine. You are going into so kobo shada de kia bado shababa da hika anybody kia da bo soko o shada ba. Because when you sow in the famine, you are waiting for the latter rains to come to bring a harvest, but the heavens are shut. There is a famine, so now God is going to water your plants with the waters from heaven. Nika da de se rabaga de se ke de da gobo rabaga da se ke de kia do. That means the seeds you sow, they are kobo saketa ato sada riba ke de kada se kada da kia dosa. I did tell you already that where God abides, it's not a 30-fold, a 60-fold, it's a 100-fold. The rains that come from the 100-fold place of God is going to cause you to have a 100-fold return from what you have sown. Ask Isaac. It was rained on by the waters from heaven, and he reaped 100-fold in the midst of a famine, because the waters are coming from Emmanuel's vein. The waters are coming from the most holy place. But that's not where the Holy Spirit was a sidebar. That's not the Holy Spirit is leading me. Because see what happens? The Holy Spirit did not do what God orchestrated the plan for Isaac to sow in a fair mind. It was not for him to have a name to say he sowed in a fair mind. It's not for him to have a name to say he got a hundredfold return, but it was about the process of elevation. It was about Isaac being a partaker of the promise of Abraham. It was God proving to Isaac that I am with you as I was with your father. That means God is proving to Isaac, I have favored you. That I will perform my word through you. That now you are a partaker of the covenant I made with Abraham. So what's about to happen in your life is not for you to say the heavens open. It's not for you to say God reigned on my life. It's for you to say I am favored by God. This I am a partaker of the commonwealth. I am a child of a living God. That's what God is doing tonight. That's reminding you, you are not forgotten. You have not been outcast. You have not been rejected by God, but you have been accepted into the beloved. You are loved by God. You are favored by God. God is looking out for you. God is perfecting everything that concerns you. I feel the authority. I declare that whatever has been holding your finances is broken now in the name of Jesus. Sata rebe godoshika magadas tekete. Whatever has been controlling the tide in your life, low tide, high tide, its authority is broken. What has been regulating illegal seasons in your life, it's broken. You are now on the seasons of God. Seasons of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are going to find yourself, money coming from places you never thought it will come from, because that curse has been broken, that chain has been broken, the regulator of the seasons of your life has been broken. The wealth of the seas is coming into your life. In the name of Jesus, every death contract upon your life, I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus, Sadaba, every contract that has been said to bring ill health to you, we cancel it now by the blood of Jesus. Jesus. Rabasakata sokogota. Everything that has been said to bring confusion, we break its authority now in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been said to bring fear into your life, we break it now in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse that has been trying to land on you, we break its authority now in the name of Jesus. Sakada rebegobo shadaye me rebega da sanda kadaya magada zege dege dego roshada rabagadaye kobo shatada. We contend with every system that has been set in your life to cause you to live beyond the means that God has established. Tekada robo koto shada. We come against every principality, every power, every ruler boshakadaye kobo shada that has been regulating things in your life. We declare you have no authority, you have no power by the blood of Jesus. Satan, your power is broken. 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 Rata gado shabada. We reclaim the authority now. Rabba sandada. We reclaim that seat of government. Doshaba meko po sataya magada zege dede godo shadabahaya. In the name of Jesus, Isa Rovosha Magada Zekobosha Rebeko Dosha Dabaha. Where the enemy has been dragging your feet to the grave, we pull you now out by the authority of Jesus. Rasekata. In the name of Sha Rabasata, we reverse every word of death over your life. We speak life now, life and life more abundantly. Rebeko Dosha Da. Magada dege 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 de sada. Where the enemy has been speaking weakness, we speak strength now. Oh shaba magadas dege des rebe godo shaba gadas dege rabagadas egobo shada. Where he has been saying darkness is going to rule and reign, we declare that the light of God is breaking forth. Tapata rebe gogo shada kada breakthrough God desekeda. Let the light break through kubo shada. Breakthrough light, breakthrough light, breakthrough light. Rabasa maga bego zogo goba seke rebe godo shada maga da seke dege de roboko do shababa deke de rabagada deke ko shaba iba sandara baha rabagadaya kodo sebe kadaya riba teka do sebe riba do stakadaya rabagadaya kobo rebe gede geda do Shada magadas to koboro to kota ikadabaha rabaka to shabakandia rabakataya losi. In the name of Jesus, oh boraba manda dada yasoko rabada bahaya rabagadaye kodoshe begadaya rubo stoko podos deke rabba bege dedas takarabaha daria dogota basika rabaha. In the name of Jesus, oh God, abasita rabaha dioso rubo to kodia takarabati ando robosalaba rabagadas Keteyado ribatosto kobataya rabagada do tuste magadaya sokobodoste ribate katayoko bosa magadaya dorea bakatia to sokobotiada rabagados kapadiados ivoshanda. In the name of Jesus, Satabaradaya. Father, we command the spirit of hopelessness to leave. Spirit of hopelessness, leave. Spirit of hopelessness, leave. Leave right now. Hoshada Rabba, we evict you. We command you to leave. Oh, sha, ma, oh, we cut that. We displace you in the name of Jesus. And we declare you have no authority here. Oh, you have no residence here. In the name of Jesus. So, who go da da de ho ro to ho ta. Vika da rabasa de go. Bo shaka ba da ego bo to ho do ho da ba ha. Rashi. In the name of Jesus. Hopelessness gone. Hopelessness gone. Hopelessness gone. In the name of Jesus. Ah, Bosha. In the name of Jesus.
Now here's the thing that I hear. There is a word of deliverance. And here's the word of deliverance. You have been running in the wheel. You know, like how they do a hamster wheel, running in a hamster. The hamster is running as fast as he can, but he is not gaining any distance. He's not moving at all. He's running. But here's what the Holy Spirit is showing me, that the hamster wheel that you've been running on is the same wheel, but with just different colors. So today you run, you see red, you think you've made some progress, but it's just the same wheel, just different colors. Same wheel, different colors. Which means you are running your race, but you still face the same things. You still find yourself doing exactly the same thing, being in the exact place that you were, but the colors are different. The time is different. The place is different, but you are still doing the same thing. There is no progress coming in your life. You start something new, which is just different color, and you run, you are back to square one again. You start a business, you run your business, but when you, at the end of the day, you are back to where you were again, starting another one, because that one has failed. You go over and 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 over. Your life is not progressing because you are still on that hamster wheel. But tonight, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I declare that that hamster wheel is broken in the name of Jesus. Broken in the name of Jesus. You're no longer going to run in the hamster wheel. You're no longer going to run on top of the hamster wheel. You are running on a flat plane. You are running. You are moving forward. Your endeavors are not going to fail in the name of Jesus. They're not going to fail. They are going to succeed. Glory, 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 glory. In the name of Jesus, it's over. The cycle is broken. The cycle is broken. The cycle is broken. The cycle is broken. And here's what I feel. There is a time in your life, when there is a season in your life, when you are most liable to fall into sickness. You get ill, you get sick, almost deathly ill at a particular season. But I'm saying today that cycle is broken. I speak life over you. I speak health over you. That cycle is broken. You are the planting of the Lord. You are not being planted in a place where the devil wants you to be planted. You are being planted where God has ordained for you to be planted. I declare you are going to live. You are not going to die. You are going to live. You are going to live the reality of your dream. You are going to live. You are going to receive a harvest from the planting of your hands. You are going to be able to eat from the labors of your works.
Open up your mouth, pray, pull it down from the heaven. Give God praise for your deliverance. Give God praise for your breakthrough. Give God praise for life. Give God praise for joy. Give God praise for strength. Give God praise for the garment of heaven as has been taken over you. Give God praise. In the
name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, break loneliness tonight. Some of us, here is where we are. The heaviness that we are fighting is the heaviness of loneliness. We are afraid of dying alone. We are afraid of dying alone. So daily we carry the burden of the fear of loneliness. We wake up in the morning, there is a level of anxiety in us to say there is nobody who is looking out for us. We wish this person was in our life or they were still there. So it's not a fear. I don't want to call it a fear of moving forward, but there is a paralysis that comes because you are afraid of moving forward because of the loneliness. You are afraid of moving forward because you feel that you don't have the capacity to do what is required because you are on your own. I wish I had this person in my life. Maybe my life would be better. Maybe if they were there, I would do something different. But I'm just here to tell you tonight, you are not on your own. God is walking with you. God is watching over you. Oh, you are not going to die alone. God is with you. God is ordering your footsteps in the name of Jesus. And here's the anxiety. I know that time is progressing. You are progressing in age. But what is age to God? It's nothing. They are just days numbered of man. That's what it is to God. If God can cause Sarah to be a mother of many nations in an advanced age, if God can cause Abraham to be a father of many nations in his old age, if God can cause Jacob to see his great-grandchildren, if God can cause Isaac to be able to see the goodness of God in the life of his sons, what can God do in your life? Can I just go a little bit deeper? I don't know. I feel like God is just ministering to somebody. If God can wait for Simeon until his old age for him to be able to see the Redeemer of the nation, if God can sustain Anna all her days to be able to hold and handle the salvation and the redemption of the nation, surely God can do a work in you. God can do a wonder in you. If God can take a barren womb of Hannah, and birth a prophet, if God can take a virgin like Mary and born bring forth the Savior, if God can take a womb like Elizabeth and cause the greatest prophet ever known to come through, God can surely do something with you in your old age. In the name of Jesus, remember I told you, your God resides out of time. He is not affected by time, but he affects time. He is not forgotten about you. He is not forgotten about you. The same thing that I'm talking about. You think, God, it's too late for me to start a ministry. God is saying, who told you it's too late? I am God, and I don't consider time. I am God. So, can I just go to the book of Joel? In that day I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, young man, old man shall dream dreams. Young man shall see visions. Why do old men need to dream dreams? They're going to dream dreams because they're going to work out their dreams. They're going to live their dreams. So it's never too late for you to dream. It's never too late for you to follow your dream, because God is empowering you. Oh God, God will never give you a vision for your life and not give you the ability to be able to fulfill that vision. God is going to give you things. God, in your old age, God is going to birth a ministry in you. In your old age, God is going to birth a ministry in you. And that ministry is going to go beyond your wildest imagination. It's going to go beyond your awe. Ah, Yabasa. This is what the Holy Spirit is showing me. You see, success in ministry, for you that God is going to give a vision for ministry. This is a nugget for you. Success in ministry is not measured by the number of people that have heard you preach. Success in ministry is not measured by the number of people that are surrounded you. Anybody hearing me? Success in ministry is measured by the level of completeness of your assignment. I'm going to say it again. Success in ministry is measured by the level of completeness in your assignment. I'm going to say that one more time. Success in ministry is measured not by the number of people that have known your name, but it's measured by the level of completion of your assignment. That's what success is. Now, the reason why the Holy Spirit is saying that when I'm done, I'm going to have to write this because I'm going to preach it one day. This is because the Holy Spirit is talking to me right now. Because see what happens? Success in ministry, it's going to be your assignment may not be the entire world. Anybody hearing me? Your assignment may not be your entire neighborhood. Your assignment may just be your son. Can I just go a little bit deeper? Yeah, the Holy Spirit is so deep, I'm telling you. Do you realize that Hannah was able to fulfill her assignment by giving birth to Samuel? Elizabeth was able to fulfill her assignment because her designation was to be the mother of John. So here's the thing. If success is measured but the level of completeness of your assignment. You have to know your assignment. So I pray that in this season, God is going to give you a vision. He's going to give you a dream. He's going to inspire something in you. He's going to stir up a cause in you that is attached to your assignment. And by the authority of Jesus, of that name, you are going to fulfill your assignment. Now, do you realize something? I'm almost done. You see, the assignment you do not choose, it is given to you. I'm going to say it again. You don't choose the assignment. The assignment is given to you. Because the assignment is given to you, and all the things that we know about God, God will not give you more than what you can handle. He will not give you more than what you can handle. So the assignment that's coming is not going to be big. You are going to be able to handle it. And here's the thing. God is a good teacher. He's a good God. He will not give you an assignment that requires 100 years and cause you to only live 50. Anybody hearing me? So God is a good God. He's going to give you an assignment. If God says your assignment will take 2 years, He will give you an assignment and you'll be able to do it in 2 years. Let me give you an example and I'm done. I promise I'm done. If you go read the life of Hezekiah, anybody know King Hezekiah? If you read the life of Hezekiah, Hezekiah was about to die. But the most amazing thing about that story was that Hezekiah had no children. Hezekiah was about to die, but he had no children. But Hezekiah was supposed to give birth to the next generation. Anybody hearing? So when the prophet came and told him, get your affairs in order, you are going to die. And he prayed, and God answered and said, his life has been extended by 15 more years. And in those 15 more years, he had children. And Perkins, how do you know that? Because when Hezekiah got healed, the king of Babylon sent emissaries to Hezekiah. And Hezekiah, filled with pride, went and showed the emissaries of Babylon all the treasures, all the riches, all the wealth of the nation. And when they had left, the prophet came in and said to him, what have you shown them? I showed them everything. And the prophet said to him, behold, everything that you've shown them, there's going to come a time when they are going to take everything. They are going to take even your children. Anybody hearing me? He was barren, but says they're going to take even your children. So according to the prophetic word, Hezekiah was going to be a father at some point in time. If his life had not been extended by those 15 years, His bloodline would have been cut short, his lineage. So why are you saying all this, Perkins? If your assignment takes 10 years and you are 92, guess what? You will die when you are 105. Why do you say that, Perkins? Because God is not a man that he should lie. He will not tease you with something that you are not able to complete. I know that I'm beginning to be all philosophical and being a preacher now, but do you realize that God knew that Mary would be able to carry Jesus for 9 months? Do you know that? Let me just say this. You and I know, biologically, from biological studies, women all usually have a problem with the firstborn child because they don't know. The firstborn child pregnancy is always difficult because it's the first time. But God knew that Mary would be able to carry that baby to full term. And God knew that Mary would be able to endure. He said, and a sword shall pierce your heart. She knew she would be able to endure. She would be able to endure. So God is not going to give you more than what you can handle. And God is not going to shortchange you on the time that is required to fulfill your assignment. So you are going to be able to fulfill your assignment. Father, you are a good God. Thank you for making us the planting of the Lord and the sheep of your pasture. Thank you for the word of establishment and the word of planting. We are grateful in every sense of the word. Grateful. And Father, for the ones that you have ministered to tonight, I bless your name. For the ones you have strengthened in their health, I glorify you. For the ones whose doors you have opened, I bless your name. In the name of Jesus. For the financial breakthroughs, the open windows of heaven, the floodgates, the latter rain and the former rain, and the harvest. All we can just say is, you are a good God. I know that I usually end up the prayer reading for you from Numbers chapter number 6, from verse number 24 to verse number 26, and that'll be your assignment. You can just go and read it when you get a chance. But I just want to make this statement here from the book of Psalm. Who is man that thou art mindful of him? I often wonder, how would God have ever thought that I would be somebody special? But in his wisdom, not because he anointed me, not because he appointed me, but because he came to visit me. And I say all that to say this, we are in a season of Christmas, the coming of our Lord. That's what we rejoice in for. Some may say it's different from the pagan calendar and the Hebraic calendar. That's okay. But we are in a season of reflection of the birth of our Lord and Savior. And because of that birth, it was a divine visitation from the King of Glory. So in actual fact, we are rejoicing because of the visitation. And what I find fascinating about the story is that Jesus, the Word of God says, laid down his glory. So in his divine visitation, can I just, oh man, help me, Jesus. In his divine visitation, if he came in the fullness of his glory, man would die. I'm going to say it again. If he came in the fullness of the glory that he laid down, man would have died. But he came as a baby in a manger so that you and I can live. And not die. He took the form of a servant because you and I cannot handle the full weight of his kingship. Not only did he lay down his glory in heaven, but here on earth he laid down his life because no man could take it. He laid down his life so that you and I can live. But above all, he gave of his blood that you and I can be redeemed. The book of Hebrews tells us that he is the high priest of our confession. But what qualified him to be the high priest of our confession is for him to come to the earth as a man, to be moved by our infirmities and our afflictions, so that he will be an adequate high priest of our confession. So, in this Christmas season, just always look up to the heavens and just say to God, thank you for the visitation. Who is man that thou art mindful of him, that you would visit him? Amen, amen, and amen.